Good morning. Welcome in to the front porch here on this 22nd day of May. And Ken Cummins, the legend over directing the music this morning. Yeah.
Well, Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the first. Someone has to keep it going.
I know. You've heard of preaching to.
Well, you might as well be on time.
Well, that's true.
But actually, I had my white handkerchief, and I realized that I would go ahead and surrender and wave the white flag.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Might as well.
Yeah.
I surrender.
Yep. there's a Southern gospel song. Was it called White Flag or
Something like that.
Yeah, by the Triumphant Quartet.
Let me ask you a question. If you sing a Southern gospel song in the North, does it become a Northern gospel song?
No.
It doesn't?
It does not.
Why doesn't it? Because
it's
if you're
Southern.
Singing a Southern gospel song and you sing it in the North, it has to be a Northern gospel song.
I don't know. I mean, it's still Southern gospel.
Really?
That's just what it's labeled.
I just wondered. Sing it out West, it'd be Western gospel.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
You're just giving up on that one, aren't
you? Just giving up. I'm giving up on it. I know we used to go, you know, to northern states and sing sometimes. And, of course, they love to hear us talk.
Yes.
And I love to hear them talk. So, I mean, you know, it's just vice versa.
Well,
so.
It depends on what northern state it is if I want to hear them talk.
We went to, I think, Ohio once.
Oh, that's
it's not too bad.
No, not at all. It's like Midwestern. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, I'll just leave it alone because I don't want to be an equal opportunity offender.
But
when someone comes into our area and they say, "You guys have an accent," I said, "No. You do. You're the one that's not from here."
That's it.
And so you're the one with the accent.
That's it.
And that's the reason why someone will say to you, "You're not from around here, are you?" Nope. But that's not what we say. "You're not from around here, are you?"
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's how we talk.
Oh, well, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we are, a gorgeous morning, sunshine, 56 degrees,
wow.
And we're sitting on the inside. Why aren't we outside?
That's what I'm saying. We should be rocking on
We should go right out in the parking lot, set it up on remote, and broadcast from out there.
Yeah. I know Adam was in here just a few minutes ago, and he said, "It's going to be 49 tonight." I said, "Yeah, 49.
Well,
so what winter is this one?
I think it's called confusion.
Is it confusion? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I'm like, wow, 49.
So. Well, you know what's coming up this weekend? This is Memorial Day weekend.
And rain.
And rain?
I'm sorry. I just had to
bring up. Did you say that?
I had to bring up the bad news for everybody. Well, I'm just being serious. I mean, you know. 30,
how much chance rain we have to rain on your picnic?
Well, you know, 30% chance Saturday night, 50% Sunday,
80%. That means 50% on Monday?
Monday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Don't give a percentage, but it just says showers and thunderstorms. So.
Well, okay. Well, what we're going to do today, since it is coming up Memorial Day weekend, we're going to run back through some of the history of Memorial Day. And we're just going to have a genuinely good time asking you to stay around, listen to the music, the conversation, and we'll see what goes from there. We're on the front porch. We have our fly swatters. We have our mosquito repellent. And I've got my Brian Marshall Sidebottom the first repellent. So we're ready to roll.
All right.
I am Brother Mark Fine, pastor of Cedar Bluff Baptist Church in Princeton, Kentucky, and I want to invite you to join us and Missionary Radio on June the 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Second Baptist Church in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, in front of the Activities Building. We're going to be doing a Bible drive to collect Bibles and money for Bibles to send around the world to folks that do not have a copy of God's Word. Bring your Bible, use Bible that you're not using. We want you to help us get the Word of God around the world.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:25, "Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." The intensive care waiting room is a different world. No one's a stranger. They help one another. They grieve with one another and shed tears of joy together. There's no distinction of race or class. Vanity and pretense vanish. Everything focuses on the next doctor's report or the next telephone call. Here in this anxious stillness, it becomes clear that loving someone is what life is all about. Why does it take the intensive care waiting room to teach us to forget our irritations and love one another? Let's live in the power of His love. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
All I have to do is turn on the radio, and there is a song or message that applies to my situation.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
And welcome back to The Front Porch.
And good morning. Thank you for being on The Front Porch with us. And by the way, you may have heard at the beginning there, the little series of a couple of announcements, Brother Mark Fawn, who is pastor of Cedar Bluff Baptist Church in Princeton. Mm-hmm. And if you're going on the Princeton Road, which is Highway 91 north from Hopkinsville, and you coming into Princeton, you're under the viaduct or the railroad bridge. And just a little bit up from on the right is Cedar Bluff Baptist Church. Well, they have been going for 4 years and collecting Bibles. I think the Lord has helped them to collect over 160,000 Bibles. I've lost track, but it's going through Love Packages out of Butler, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we are at it again with them. We always keep it in front of the people, our listening family, but we've decided to partner with Brother Mark, Cedar Bluff, mm-hmm. and Love Packages to collect Bibles only, okay? Tammy and I dropped off some yesterday. Someone had dropped by. I didn't know they had, but we wheeled in. She was driving, and I said, I didn't know we were going to church here tonight, no one. And so she, we dropped off Bibles. I knew what she's doing. I'm just teasing. And anyway, the fellow that's kind of ramrods it, that movement, he's the head of the brotherhood there, Brother David. He was out working, which didn't surprise me. He's always doing something. And anyway, he said they're at the 10,000 mark already.
Wow.
And here at the 10,000. Mid-year, so things going quite well.
Man.
Now, on June 20th at Second Baptist Church here in Hopkinsville West 7th Street? But anyway, 720, I forget the address.
Yeah, 720 West 7th Street.
Okay. Most people that listen in Christian County know, but if you're not in Christian County, you don't know.
Sure.
And so we're going to be in front of the Activities Building. And broadcasting from 4 to 6, and you can bring by your used Bibles, Bibles that you've collected, Bibles only.
Yeah, nothing but Bibles.
We can't accept them because we don't have anything, place to store them or do otherwise.
Sure.
So, but Love Packages, if you want to work with them, they'll take literature and other things. You can check with them and find a distribution point.
Sure.
Now, over at Hardin, that's another story. We have a trailer set up over there.
Okay.
And we do still receive materials. Some people have asked, so since you're listening to 90.5 and you're wondering about if we still do that, well, yes.
Okay.
But need to come by during the business hours and so forth, and there's a trailer set up there to collect those. But staying on subject, the Bible Drive only is on June the 20th. Mm-hmm. In front of the Activities Building, we'll be set up under the shade tree. It's going to be hot, and because that's right at the beginning of summer, and we're going to broadcast from there and collect Bibles only.
Bibles only.
And it will be distributed through Love Packages, be received by Cedar Bluff Baptist Church. Now, if you want to give a gift, I think the Brother Mark said they're buying them at $2 a Bible right now, I think, and they look around for the best bargain. You can make a check payable to Cedar Bluff Baptist Church and put in the check memo, please, Bible Drive, so they'll know that that's what it is. And you can mail it. Don't make the check to us, please, that way the process of getting it out of our account.
Yeah.
Make it to Cedar Bluff Baptist Church and memo in the check. And it will say Bible Drive or just Bibles. They'll know what it is.
They'll know what it's for.
And you mail it to Cedar Bluff, like the tree, if you didn't understand my Kentucky accent.
Yeah.
It's Cedar, like the tree, Cedar Bluff Baptist Church, P.O. Box 105, Princeton, Kentucky, 42445. Now, can you repeat all that for me without reading that script?
Probably not.
This is your test.
But I can tell you it's Cedar Bluff Baptist Church.
This is the test of the Kenny Broadcasting Network.
And I know it's a P.O. box.
Well, you're really coming along there, Brian.
And I know it's 105 Princeton, Kentucky.
Well, that's good. You know the zip code?
422. Nope. See, I done messed up. 42445. I had to take a glance. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, I don't have the memory Ken Cummins has.
I live there, Brian.
I mean, I live in Princeton. I know, but you remember all these addresses and numbers.
I don't know. I just don't like using script.
I know. I have to glance at it so very often. So.
Well, at least you're in the game.
But I do remember the address of this radio station. It's 1100 East 18th Street, Hopkinsville.
Well, it took you four years, but you got it.
Yeah, but they can drop them off here as well. So between business
hours. I would prefer that you drive in and hand them to us.
Just don't
pitch them at us.
Yeah, don't pitch them at us.
I know what you mean. I'm being ornery.
I said earlier, you know, bring your Bibles, used Bibles. I said, just don't bring the one you use.
Oh, no.
Make sure you keep it, okay?
Brian, that is a good point.
Yeah, keep your Bible.
Yeah, please do. I think they will. And there are some Bibles that are precious to you that you want to keep. And absolutely. And like my mom's Bible, Andrew has that one, that passed it to him. And so, no, I wouldn't dare give that one away.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And well, again, here's another idea. I know a lot of churches are put the Bible, the scriptures up on the screen, and folks aren't using, maybe they've changed out the pew Bibles and you've got them in the box somewhere. And you think, well, what are we going to do with those things, those Bibles? I don't want to call them things. Disrespect there. What are you going to do with those Bibles? Mm-hmm. Well, let me just tell you, this Bible drive's a grand time.
Absolutely.
Box them up, bring them to us. Mm-hmm. Now, like Brian just said, if you bring them by the studio at 1100 East 18th Street, we'll put them in our vehicle, whatever we're in that day, and we'll just drop them right off.
There you go.
We've been doing that for some time now. Mm-hmm. Tammy more than I, because when we're driving separately, I take a different route. She prefers that one. But anyway,
I got you.
We'll just leave it right there.
I got you.
Well, coming up, I'm going to give you a little quiz, Brian. Uh-oh. This is going to depend whether or not you get paid.
Oh, man.
You ready?
I don't know.
Well, you got to be ready.
You're going to say how smart I really am.
No. I already know.
Well, thank you.
You're a very smart man. Brian. All right. No, there's no doubt about it. You're gifted and talented. Listen, what is Memorial Day?
Memorial Day is a day of we take an opportunity to remember our fallen loved ones, our fallen soldiers.
Okay. It is what it is not. Now, you're right. But what it is not, it isn't Veterans Day.
No.
And it isn't Labor Day.
No.
And it isn't just the gateway to summer.
That's true.
But although that's what sometimes it's seen as, but it's much more than that. Some recognize Memorial Day, but it's just all just endless commercials. Some recognize it as long weekend gathered with friends and family around the barbecue. But what is the – I mean, I'm not putting that. That sounds good.
No, it really does.
But – In the celebration of all of that, mm-hmm. let's not lose what it's all about. Memorial Day is an American holiday on the last Monday of May, and as Brian says, it honors fallen service members of the U.S. military. Now, Memorial Day is a day of remembrance. Many don't know exact history, is how that all came into being, mm-hmm. and how really to pay tribute to it. Now, this I'm pulling some of this from the Wounded Warrior Project, and the greatest casualty, though, is what one fellow said, is to be forgotten.
Yeah.
And we're trying not, and the word memorial is just that, not to forget those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, their life.
Yes.
So we Americans historically began to recognize Memorial Day in 1868, and the country established it not into a federal holiday until 1971. Man, I was already of age in 1971, 12 years old, but I'd always heard of it. It was called something else.
Yeah.
But it became officially, it was known as Decoration Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a holiday started with communities coming together to decorate the graves of those who died during service. Somebody said, which service, the early morning service or the 11 o'clock service?
Listen to you.
Okay. Oh, wow. That is a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
That just adds to it, I guess.
It's kind of like Vance Havner says, you start at 11 o'clock sharp and leave at 11 o'clock dull. No,
yeah.
We don't need that. But anyway, back to the history of this. Every generation from the war between the states to the World Wars, Korea, Vietnam, have had men and women who have either paid the ultimate sacrifice or have been injured.
Yeah.
So it's in our DNA as a country to stand there and to say, look, let's remember them. But after the war between the states, Americans across the nation began holding tributes in the spring, decorating graves with flowers, reciting prayers, and honoring the estimated, get this, the estimated, that's just an estimate, the estimated 620,000 fallen soldiers of that war.
Mm-hmm.
2% of the population at that time.
Wow.
You think about that. That's just awful. And we still are reeling after all these years with that, with such a division between those that sing Northern gospel music and those singing Southern gospel music.
Yeah.
As Brian so pointed out this morning. But he's got his fingers on the trigger, so I guess I'll get back to the history in just a moment. Right here on
Missionary Radio.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From one line, I enjoy all the programs, and even though I'm a senior citizen, I like the programs for children, too. I also like knowing my donation supports Christian radio around the world. From a Clarksville listener, we so appreciate you all. We are so thankful for all you do. Blessings. From Princeton, I'm so blessed to be a part of Missionary Radio's outreach. And from Indian Mound, I love the radio station and listen every day. God bless all of you.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Of course, once again, this is the Front Porch
with Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First, and I'm Ken Cummins. Earlier when we were talking about making sure you have your mosquito repellent, and I mentioned having it for the Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First mosquito repellent.
Yeah.
I believe your lovely wife had something to say about that.
Yeah, she said, what was it she said?
That you need a big can, I think.
Yeah, I need a big can or something. Let me look just to make sure. That we're a lot.
Oh.
A lot, he said. No, I said that's what I said.
Yeah.
Hope he's got a big can of that last one, she said. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, thanks.
Oh.
Thanks, honey. Appreciate that.
Maybe I need to sell it to her or give it to her so she can take it home with her.
Maybe. I don't know.
You think so?
I don't know.
Oh, my.
Help or not.
Well, I don't know either. But I do know it's a great day to be alive.
It is.
It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. And we are praising God that we have an opportunity to worship him and be on this morning show together called The Front Porch. Hey, by the way, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and this is Thursday. And just running back through some of the history of it, I think it's extremely important. And last thing I was talking about, that after the war between the states, Americans across the nation, they started holding what are tributes. And it said there's a story that in somewhere in South Carolina that they were decorating graves going on, and a Union mom was seen putting flowers on Confederate soldiers' graves. And someone said, well, why are you doing that? And she promptly replied, because that's someone's son, too.
Well, yeah.
And That's
touching.
Yeah. And there's still, to this day, between the North and the South, that's the reason why I figure it's Northern gospel music when you go to the mm-hmm. North. No, I'll get out of that.
I know they have a Northern singing convention. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. That. But listen, let's talk about Memorial Day. But some records show that formerly enslaved people in Charleston, South Carolina, organized the earliest Memorial Day, as I just mentioned, and it was commemorations as early as 1865. And if you know your history, that's the end of the war between the states. In 1866, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day, when the city closed all businesses so residents could decorate the grave sites of soldiers with flowers and American flags every year. So I know that some sure call it Decoration Day. And it's to get out and put flags at fallen soldiers' graves that I know of them that are marked, mm-hmm. or flowers. Man, that's a great thing to do. And by the way, let me just say I am one who mows a cemetery.
Yeah.
And I'm also, I go to them and fix it so the people that clean, it's a job.
Oh, yeah.
And don't put stuff that around the graves where they can't trim them. Kind of be neat about it.
Yeah, be neat.
I agree. Editorial over.
Yeah.
But, man, they got to go at it. That's a job.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever mowed a cemetery.
No, I have not.
I have forever. And I want to tell you.
I know. I've watched the guys there in Elkton mow the big one there in Elkton. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I said, what a job.
Yes.
That's a job.
Yes. And I want to do a big shout out to Blue Spring Baptist Church this morning where my mom and dad are buried.
Yeah.
And I don't know who takes care of that. I could find out. I mean, I know tons of people go to church there.
Sure, sure.
But in fact, they're related, some of them.
Yeah.
But I would say to you, thank you. Man, they do a tremendous job.
Really?
Oh, good. Lovely, lovely cemetery.
Good.
Anyway, back on point. But what Memorial Day means to those who serve, let's talk about that for a moment. Brother, I don't know if he's a brother or not, but he's president. Harry Truman was the 33rd U.S. president in 1945. He said, our debt to the heroic men and valiant women in the service of our country could never be repaid. They have earned our undying gratitude. America will never forget their sacrifices. So when we get together, and that, if you do for Memorial Day and you're having all of this gathering, or you're pulling out the suntan oil, looks like you're going to need an umbrella around here. But
yeah, it looks like.
But let's say you're headed to summertime fun. Well, it's so easy to move away from the real thing. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that you can't do all of those things. Yeah. But why can't we find a moment to go to a cemetery or go to one of these, like here in Hopkinsville, to the Veterans Cemetery?
Sure, sure.
And to go and just pay tribute. Yeah. Now, I don't have any problem. I have family members like that. Mm-hmm. And the group that I'm part of does those kinds of things. While many celebrate the day outdoors alongside family and friends, others mourn the loss of their brothers and their sisters in arms, paying tribute to their memory. So Memorial Day, that's what it is all about. And we need to recognize that. And so it means so much. I may be speaking to you that if you've lost someone in service, mm-hmm. and it's or injured.
Yeah.
Or you may be, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. So we need to realize the importance of Memorial Day. Now, what can I say? Sometimes you want to say, what do you say at Memorial Day? You talk about people who have died. So are you saying Happy Memorial Day? I've struggled with that one.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I just would say Memorial Day, but.
Well, it's important to remember we're honoring the fallen. So
sure.
For many, this day is not a happy occasion.
Mm-mm.
It's a solemn one.
Yeah.
And here's some offers. Rather than Happy Memorial Day, say something like, have a meaningful Memorial Day.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate to thank a service member for their service on this day. It is a day for remembering, honoring those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. Veterans Day. sure. is when you do that. Now, or yeah. any day of the week.
Yeah.
If you see a service member, especially where we are, Fort Campbell, my goodness, mm-hmm. here we are broadcasting the local radio station right into the 101st, and yes. we have many soldiers that have moved away from here to support this station
yes.
because of the meaningful how meaningful WNKJ was in their life.
Absolutely.
And, of course, it's more than just WNKJ now, so there's several stations, but it's still the same ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so they still support it because of how much the Lord used the station in their life at that
sure.
time.
Sure.
But remember them every day. But Memorial Day is meant for those to remember those who have fallen. Take a moment, and you can even say, today and always, I'm remembering, and then put that person's name. You might even make some kind of display with that person's name. You're not worshiping them. Mm-mm. You're thanking the Lord for them. Now, let me just, before I get into something in the next segment, a little more meat, just a tertiary look at history. What is the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? Memorial Day honors the sacrifice and loss of those who served and died in the military. Veterans Day honors all who have served in the U.S. military.
Yes.
Memorial Day is a reminder of the brave men and women who served our country and gave their lives for our freedom. It's not just a day off. It's a time to think about why we remember these heroes. For veterans, it's a chance to honor those who are no longer here. So let's use this day to show how grateful we are for their bravery. And as a promise, we'll always remember their courage and sacrifice. That's what Memorial Day is all about. And I am so thankful. And to some, no matter what I say, it's still going to be just, if they get, it's going to be a day off and I get to sleep in.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get it across, but when it comes home to you and you have a loved one mm-hmm. or know someone who has a loved one who loses their life,
yeah.
and then I think you might start remembering.
Absolutely.
But we're going to talk about the fact that as a Christian, every day is Memorial Day. Because we are to remember the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he said, until he comes again. Amen. And even gave us a ceremony to remember that. Mm-hmm. It's called the Lord's Supper,
mm-hmm.
and some call it communion. But we need to think about the fact, he said, how can you forget? If it weren't for his crucifixion, we would not have any hope. When for his resurrection, we'd be hopeless.
That's right.
But we have both, and let's remember that. And whatever we do, let's continue to share that good news that Jesus Christ lives, Jesus Christ reigns, and Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's coming again.
Amen.
Did you know that, Brian Marshall, side bought in the first?
I know he's coming again.
Amen.
All you have to do in your Christian life is let go and let God. Hi, I'm Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. Have you ever heard that phrase? Well, here's what Johnny has to say about it.
That little phrase has enjoyed a lot of popularity among Christians. Let go and let God. It translates, just get yourself out of the way and let God take over. Quit trying so hard and just let God do it. And I would say, is that so? You know, if I were to really follow that advice, let go and let God, I'd be letting myself off the hook. Really, I would. A hands-off approach to my walk with Christ never gets you anywhere. Believe me, I've tried it. I remember having a hard time discipling myself to read the Bible, and so I prayed, God, I'm just going to let go of this, and I trust you'll give me the want to. And so for many weeks, actually months, I just waited for God to give me a supernatural desire like, okay, Lord, here's my open Bible in front of me. I'm just going to wait here until you help me. Trust me, that approach did absolutely nothing. I tried the same, quote, let go and let God approach to other spiritual disciplines, and each one failed me. So let's just for a moment pick apart that phrase, let go and let God. It is true that God played the key role in my justification. I mean, I had nothing to do with God justifying me. He did it without any help from me. Romans 8 says he predestined me, called me, and justified me. But I do have the responsibility of playing the key role in my sanctification, not my justification, but my sanctification. Because listen to Philippians chapter 2. Quote, continue to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. Friend, right there, God calls me to be actively engaged in my own salvation as I, quote, work it out with fear and trembling. Why the fear and trembling? Well, if I become spiritually lazy, if I just let go and wait around for him to motivate me to pray or read the Bible, I am making light of the blood which Christ shed for my redemption. I want to have a healthy fear of offending God and a righteous respect of what my salvation cost the Lord Jesus. So, let go and let God should really be grab hold and partner with God in saying no to selfish desires and yes to godly choices. You've got a responsibility to actively pursue the person God destined you to be. You have an obligation to step into that perfect you, that glorious saint you will one day become in heaven, and you are called daily to move forward and help shape that image. God has purchased you, and he is asking you today to be actively involved in your own sanctification, to get up in the morning and choose, obey, submit, yield, deny yourself, work hard, and follow the Lord Jesus. Work with the Holy Spirit in, quote, becoming more like Christ. Does it sound difficult? Well, maybe. But the Bible promises you that you will have strength to accomplish this because it will be God who will work in you to act according to his good purpose.
So, friend, take a bold step toward your sanctification today. And let God take care of the transformation of your character. Step into the person that God has saved you to be. And when you have a chance today, drop by johnnyradio.org and let us know how we can hold you up in prayer.
Do you ever take things for granted? For example, you turn on the water faucet and out comes either hot or cold water. Some other things most take for granted are an ample supply of food, clothing, and even a roof over your head. We do take a lot for granted. We are thankful for your partnership that keeps us broadcasting the good news 24/7, 365. One thing we might take for granted is you know how to donate to this ministry. The truth is, you may not. One way is to go to our website, missionary.radio. Click on Donate and use your debit or credit card through Cornerstone Payment System. Join the Firm Friend Club, which is a bank draft from your account to ours, or mail your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Thank you for praying for, listening to, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Good morning to you. This Front Porch with Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First. I'm Ken Cummins, and it's a beautiful morning. 60 degrees. Yeah, it's going to 73 today. Sunshine. Going to have some wind gusts out of the, northwest? Northeast? Northwest.
Yeah, west-northwest wind, 6 to 13.
Clear tonight. Get your overcoat out going down to 49.
49.
Yeah. Well, this weekend is coming up. Memorial Day weekend, in the first segment on the Front Porch, I gave a brief history, and the biggest emphasis is to remember those who have fallen, men and women, in these wars here in the United States. It's not Veterans Day. It's every day's a day to thank the veterans, but Veterans Day is for that specifically, Armistice Day, if you will. But it's also, it's not Labor Day, and it's not just a time off. It is to solemnly remember the fallen, and you, and I think the traditional thing to like going to decorate graves of the fallen are absolutely a wonderful thing to do.
Absolutely,
yeah. Well, in the United States, we have experienced significant military deaths across various wars and skirmishes. Overall, approximately 1.17 million. U.S. military personnel have died in wars since 1775. Wow. Now, more than that have been killed in abortion. Don't forget that.
That's...
Take that. Now, they weren't in the war. War was invaded on them. Okay, but with the majority of those deaths occurred during the war between the states, by the way. Let's just break it down just a little bit. In the war between the states, which was 1861-1865, roughly 650,000 Americans died, making it the deadliest conflict in American history. And some people, you hear people say, well, that's what we need is another Civil War. Are you kidding? We need to do all we can to prevent that. And all of this ignorance when it comes to that, no. Now, I'm going to say something that may not be popular, and this is not meant to be a political statement, but I remember that a day here in the United States, whether we had a Democratic president or a Republican one, that we tried to work together, not sit there and say ridiculous statements and rhetoric.
Yes.
mean you're for everything, but we tried to work for the good of the country.
Absolutely.
We must get there, or we're going to see one of the greatest experiments in history fall. We don't want that. All right, back to what I'm covering. World War II, 1935 to 1945, approximately, I know this is just based on what they know. 405,399 U.S. service members died. That was World War II.
Okay.
And that's the greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw has so pointed out. And we're riding on the backs of the men and women of that great generation. And there's just a very few of them left. And out of that came the baby boom. And I am part of that. 48 to 1964, I think.
So you're part of the baby boom.
Yeah, I'm a boomer.
You're a boomer.
Yeah, boom.
He still makes booms today? No, I'm sure.
I do make a lot of noise, that's for sure. World War I, 1914-1918, approximately 116,516 U.S. service members died. Now think about that.
Yeah.
Vietnam War. That's the one that we try to write off, but it ranged longer than you think. It's 1955 to 1975. 58,220 U.S. service members died.
Wow.
Korean conflict, they call it a war. I don't know that they ever declared war, but so it's been called a conflict. But anyway, it's war. Korean War, 1950 to 1953. 36,574 U.S. service members died. Post 9/11 conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, over 7,000 U.S. service members have died in these ongoing conflicts. So, in total, since the First World War, over 600,000 U.S. military personnel have died in military conflicts.
Wow.
Now, don't forget that the biggest one is where all this Memorial Day, Decoration Day got started, is at the war between the states. And so, Brian, we didn't know those. I mentioned that I mow a family cemetery and go to other cemeteries. And there are graves around here that go back further than that.
Oh, gosh.
And you and we'll, unless some family member has been very good about keeping that before the people, don't know anything about them. But if you see a grave mark and you look at the dates and you see that they served, then you'll see a military plaque at the foot of their grave. Why can't we just take for a moment, even though we don't know them, and just spend a time of quiet, and honor their life for what they did? Now there have been since 1980. Most of the deaths have been through accidents or even suicide in the military. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
And there's just a lot of things that we just don't know that go on. But I want to say again, it's every day that we should honor and thank our current military.
Yes.
But the Memorial Day is meant to be just for that, a time set aside to remember those in memoriam who have fallen.
Sure.
And I hope that we will. In 1 Timothy 3:16, beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great. This is talking about Jesus. He appeared in the flesh, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory. Yeah. So, that in Timothy, he told Paul, told young Timothy that we are to be a soldier of the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, a soldier is loyal.
Yes.
A soldier is prepared.
Mm-hmm.
A soldier is alert. And a soldier is fit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't want our military, our soldiers, men and women, to never run a mile, to never do any exercise, to not to be sharp, and to have a diet of Hostess ding-dongs. We want them to be ready and battle ready.
Sure.
We as Christians need to be battle ready.
Yep.
But we need to realize, too, that every single day may we remember the Lord Jesus. May we always remember his appearing. Here in this passage I've just read, the phrase says he was manifest in the flesh. Well, it reminds us of one of the greatest events in all human history. It reminds us of the moment when the Creator God himself stepped out of eternity, stepped into time, as Michael Card said, and came into his world as a human baby.
That's right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Eternity, a line in that song I'm thinking of, one of Michael Card's works, it says, eternity stepped into time because we could not understand. Wow. Mm. And that is the present reality of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus laid aside his heavenly address, and that's what soldiers do. Like every soldier who's ever served in the armed forces, when Jesus came to this earth, he also left his home from all eternity, and he came to earth as in the form of a baby. He laid aside his heavenly apparel. When soldiers enter the army, he or she ceases to wear the same clothes he wore as a civilian. They also get a haircut. And some is dreadfully needed, too. But anyway, he dons a uniform of, that's my, another editorial. Oh, my, some of these things I say, people don't take them seriously. I'm joking around.
Yeah.
But a soldier dons a uniform of his or her nation. When Jesus came to this world, he willingly concealed his heavenly fame within his earthly frame. So he took upon, the Bible says, he took upon himself a body of a man. So we remember how he came. We also remember his accomplishments. He said he was justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world. In those few short phrases, Paul tells us about the earthly ministry. Remember his perfect service. That means he gave his, he wasn't just an example. He wasn't just a nice teacher.
Yeah.
Man, come on. Anyone that just says he was just a prophet and a nice teacher and then try to put alongside your prophet along with him,
yeah.
I don't believe you.
No.
He is the prophet, priest, and king. He is the only one. He is the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. He's the one who takes away the sins of the world. But let's remember his perfect sacrifice. He gave it all. And let's remember this. Let's remember the fact that he ascended too. Remember in Acts 1, where Jesus, after his appearing, and he leaves them with the commission, and he ascends into heaven. He says, why are you standing here gazing?
Yeah.
Get busy. I think some of us are still gazing.
Mm-hmm. And not busy.
We got our eyes on a church building instead of eye on the prize.
That's right.
The eye on the prize is Jesus, not on the church building.
Very true.
Or the grounds or anything else.
Very true.
The prize is Jesus.
Amen.
Every day is Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Have a great day. Brian Marshall, side bottom of the verse, the first. Stay out of the street, okay?
I'll try my best.
That way you won't get run over.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch here on Missionary Radio, and join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.